We welcome in a couple of guests here, Jordan Mawson and Jory Torres with Clean Can Company. It's a brand new company, not brand new, it's been a couple of months now, but a new business here in town. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good, Tanner. How are you?
Good.
Good to have you guys in. Thanks. Clean Can Company. Take me back to the start of this. Well, I mean, maybe give me like the 20-second nutshell of what this company is right. First, and then we'll tell the history of it.
Kind of a random idea. One of our city council members had posted something, and we saw it on Facebook. And we were like, let's roll with this. We're all about making sure, keep Lincoln County, North Platte beautiful, right? The old slogan that's been around forever. But our goal is to just help residents of North Platte keep cleanliness around their properties and their trash cans. We've got some equipment that will do that a lot simpler than taking a garden hose and some Clorox out there. It's a lot more efficient, effective, disinfecting those cans for them. So
quicker. I mean, and
much quicker.
Yeah, it is pretty neat. So this is a trash can cleaning company to start. I mean, I know that's right. Kind of where you guys started. I know there's other things you guys offer, but I mean, and this is, I think, something you guys saw in other communities that had it around the Midwest. And thought North Platte needed it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, one of the things we did was kind of added up how many households in North Platte, have to bring their trash cans up to their house or leave them in their garage at night. And it gets to stinking. I mean, I know how that can be. So there was over 1,000 homes just in North Platte that do that. So we thought that was a good idea to try to help them out. And then, from that, anything else is just cherries on top. So,
and so you have a machine that can literally pick up a trash can. And it cleans it out. I mean, I've seen the video. Like, it blasts it. It's steaming, and then it sets down, and it's clean.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. The machine was actually designed in South Dakota. There's kind of a funny backstory to how we kind of got into this too. Jordan came to me with this idea. I did not obviously come up with this idea. He saw it through a councilman's post, and the interesting part behind that was back in 2013 at UNL, I was really looking into this hard in Lincoln, and I just never had the guts or know-how to do something like this. So when he brought this to me, it was like I had given up on an idea years ago, but it's still kind of, eating at me a little bit that I hadn't done anything.
And the timing was right.
And Jordan, yeah, I mean, those of you that know Jordan, he's a good dude. And I was like, man, this would be kind of cool partnering up with a good dude on an idea that, kind of was a dream of mine that never came to fruition.
And it literally is as simple as, is it pulled by a trailer or pulled by a truck on a trailer?
Mm-hmm. Pick, yeah.
And they come down the alley, or wherever it's at.
Yeah.
Props it into there. I'm assuming he could physically move them right into it.
Rolls it right up in. Yep. And then
yeah, as long as we schedule them up on, use a site called Jobber, and you schedule in however many cans you have. We schedule what day your trash is picked up. Yeah. We just roll up right beside them, whether they're in an alleyway or if they're on your front curb. And, if you leave us instructions on where you want them after it's done, we'll put them back to wherever you want them, whether it's beside your garage or in it or whatever you would like. It's pretty, self-service deal.
If there's different plans, you can do it annually, you can do it monthly. There's almost like a subscription
quarterly
base, right?
Yep, it's a subscription base. Yeah. Yep, we can do, like I said, monthly all the way through, just once a year if you really wanted to. Really, the best deal is to do it monthly. Yeah. But we're trying to get, enough people to do it quarterly or monthly, just, so we have a regular schedule with them and keep those cans, disinfected and clean, so you're not passing around any viruses or any extra bacteria sitting in your garage or beside your house or whatnot.
And after you hunt, after you fish, right. I mean, a lot of people, are like, wow, after I, clean my fish, clean my birds, that'd be, sign up for a biannual and,
Right. Kind of funny. We were doing one here about a month ago, and this guy's like, can you clean my neighbor's trash can? And I'm like, well, I guess we can. He goes, I'll pay you to do it. He goes, I can't even swim in my swimming pool in the backyard because he just throws his fish guts in there. And I tell
maybe
you
we could run a Christmas promotion for your neighbors.
That's a good idea.
So speaking of that, we do, like going around Christmas and stuff, we do kind of take a break from the end of middle of November through basically February. It just gets to be too cold, and the risk of freezing up our stuff is just too much to try to keep, maintained. Yeah. So we kind of take a 3-month break. So what we do guarantee is if you do a monthly cleaning, you get 9 cleanings throughout the year.
So. Very good. All right. And where can they learn more about this company and how to, I know you said it's all scheduled through a website. So where do they go for this?
Well, once we get our pictures uploaded and make our website go live, it's cleancannp.com. It's not quite live yet, but we do have jobber links that we have on a QR code and some other things that if you're interested, you can just reach out to us that way. You can shoot us a text message. It's pretty simple at 308-985-CANS, C-A-N-S. So if you want to shoot a text message, we can send you that jobber link and you can get signed up for the service. And we'll be sharing stuff on Facebook here too and doing some giveaways here this fall to try to get ramped up for this next spring.
I was going
to
say, so, and you got a Facebook page.
Is our website up?
It's not. The website's not quite live yet. We were waiting on some pictures, which just came back last night.
Jordan and I both have real jobs too we have to attend to.
This is more of a side job. We thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, we want to get it to where it's obviously it's operational, but we've put a couple things on the back burner. Yeah.
But we've been really fortunate too that we found a young guy that's local here in North Platte. Mm-hmm. That's a hard worker. He works another job too, but in the evenings and on weekends he's coming around doing a lot of this work for us, and that's been he's phenomenal to work with on that, and he's super motivated and kind of a fun guy. So
and I know it, I mean, as the business expands and it's not just cans that you can clean too.
No.
I mean, I just follow on the Facebook page, driveways, and all all sorts of things.
Yeah, we're gonna try to really. I think our goal to start with would be to do some driveways, sidewalks, some commercial business if possible. Yeah. We can do the big commercial dumpsters as well. We have a commercial vac system that can suck out any of the excess stuff. You know, because we don't have a lift to lift the big trash cans, but we got a commercial vac that'll clean those.
Yeah.
Eventually, depending on how good the commercial side of it goes, we may dip into some other projects along with what we're doing. So
Clean Can Company, find them on Facebook to get the latest details. Jordan, anything else you'd like to mention this morning?
I guess we did one big project for a local business coming into town for Axes and Aces. Everybody needs to go check that out. We went out and cleaned their building for them. They seem super happy with that. They got ready to put their pickleball courts and stuff in there. So once they get that launched, everybody's going to have to go check that out here in town too.
Is that like a machine that's a walk behind or what is it?
Yeah, so we have a push. It's like almost a little street sweeper looking thing.
It's like got Zamboni style.
Yeah, Zamboni style. It's got a spinning head inside that runs off the pressure, and it has little nozzles that spray. And it blasts.
It's just a floor cleaner.
Yeah, it's a floor cleaner. It blasts all the gunk and everything off. And we have the capabilities to hook that up to a vac as well. So
full vac and stuff like that. And we can do. I really want to get into getting into driveways, parking lots, even. Obviously, I have a striping background, so maybe there's something in the future with that. I don't think you'll appreciate the service unless you try it, because a lot of people that we've talked to have said, my husband, he hoses that out, once a month,
does
and
he?
It's and it's fine, and it's like,
does he?
Nah,
right.
Well, your husband hates
he
this,
right?
And
he's
not doing a great job at it either, because you're not using hot water,
exactly.
and we're using detergents, really hot water,
eco-friendly,
high pressure.
Yep.
We're recovering everything and hauling it off, so you don't have to look at
gunk
the gunk and
the drain,
sludge that's all involved in the cleaning of this. And you're gonna see that can look a different color
here's a big one, Jory and Tanner, coming up here. Everybody's pretty getting close to being done mowing your yards, but everybody's got yard waste. We're gonna hit those really hard this
That's
fall.
A good point.
So if you have yard waste bins, we can do one up cleanings or whatever you want on those, so they're ready for the winter months.
Because it tends to stick.
It sticks. It does not come out.
I don't
out,
know
I promise
why that
you.
Is, but the grass sticks, and you get like a lining. It like your the inside of your bin looks like it's growing grass.
Right. Literally. Yeah. Yeah.
Clean Can Company. Yep. It's a new company. How long have you been in operation now? I mean,
we got our stuff in mid July, but again, we just haven't really hit our advertising very hard, so we're really just getting ramped up. But we're ready to go and trying to get new business for next spring to really ramp this thing up. And we were told when we started this, he was the guy that helped us get into this, one of the biggest things was getting people to do this job. But he goes, once you get them, you won't lose them. He goes, they just appreciate this so much. You don't realize how nasty your trash cans really are until after you have them cleaned.
Absolutely. All right. Clean Can Company, go like them on Facebook. Anything else you want to mention?
I don't think so. Yeah. Just check us out, and our website will be live here soon, hopefully. And
just be watching Facebook for new updates. Yeah. We're going to start hitting that pretty hard here shortly. So.
Our truck will be out working probably this week here. Look for it. It's a blue truck, or it's a blue trailer, white truck.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it. It's got flashing lights on it, and it's kind of unique looking. Right. So
very good. Yep. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you coming in. Good luck on this venture.
Thanks, Tanner.